This holiday season, we are back with our Wrap Up Homelessness campaign. So we have wrapping paper that's been designed by Oklahoma artists that we are selling around town to raise money for our program and to support our vendors and give folks a way to give back this holiday season as well.
That's wonderful. And I understand this is the third year, right, that you guys have been doing it, right?
This is our fourth year.
Fourth year. Wow. See, I thought, I know we've got three going back. I just didn't realize it was four going back. That's wonderful. And why is it, has it been a success the past few years?
Yes. I mean, it's really exciting. And this year, even more than last year, I mean, it's growing each year. And it's really cool because a lot of folks have made this like a new holiday tradition for them. And so our wrapping paper is now the wrapping paper that they use every Christmas. And that's really special for our vendors who take a lot of pride in this product that they're getting to sell.
Right. I know I've got some in my own closet that I keep, you know, every year I go buy some more and it's wonderful because it's really good paper. You wouldn't expect how good this paper is.
Yeah. I mean, it's quality paper. It's all printed locally in South Oklahoma City. And it's all on American-made paper. It's heavy. It's not going to rip easily. We try to make not just a beautiful product, but a really quality product as well.
And let's talk the beauty of the product. It's made by local artists. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we have two different packages, and each package includes five different designs by a local Oklahoma artist. And we run like the gamut when it comes to artists. We have abstract artists. We have street artists. We have graphic designers. We have calligraphers. All of that stuff is included. And so we try to have like a broad spectrum of art so that there's something that everyone can really enjoy. And so that we're creating something that's truly unique, right? It's not something that you could just pick up at Walmart or Target or anything like that.
Right. And a big name most people might recognize is Wayne Coyne from the Flaming Lips has also joined in for this.
Yes, that's super exciting as well. Wayne Coyne is a fan of Curbside. He's a frequent customer from our vendors. Obviously, you know, he's the lead singer of the Flaming Lips, but he's also an artist himself. And so he's contributed a really psychedelic design this year that features kind of like an alien Santa woman that pays homage to his movie Christmas on Mars. And so he has his own package as well for folks that want something maybe a little freakier underneath their tree.
That's totally cool. And so why do something like this?
Yeah, I mean, the Christmas time can often be kind of bleak for our vendors who are experiencing homelessness. And so we really wanted to kind of create a product and create a way for them to be a part of the festivities. Our vendors are at booth events every single weekend selling this wrapping paper. And so not only are they getting to be included in the community and in these, in the kind of holiday spirit, but we're also able to provide additional income opportunities and additional employment through the sale of this product. And so it's, you know, it's letting them earn some extra cash around the holidays, which is really useful as they're working towards their goals like housing.
And the Curbside Chronicle has been instrumental in helping these people basically get back on their feet.
Yes. I mean, we couldn't do it alone. We have a lot of partner agencies that we work with. But absolutely. Last year, we were really proud. We had 41 of our vendors end their homelessness and move into housing, which ended over 215 years of homelessness in our community. And so it's a goal that we have with each and every one of our vendors is, you know, you might come and join us while you're experiencing homelessness, but how can we help you use our program as a launch pad to find future success, move into housing, and also hopefully move on to further more traditional forms of employment.
That's fantastic. Where can people find these, the wrapping paper?
Yeah, so our wrapping paper is available for purchase all across Oklahoma City from our vendors that are wearing green vests that say the Curbside Chronicle. They are $10 for sale at our vendors' hands. But we also, in case you haven't had any luck finding a vendor, we have online sales at wrapuphomelessness.com. And then we also are sold in several local stores across Oklahoma City, like Plenty Mercantile or DNA Galleries. And then we also are at booth events like the Oklahoma City pop-up shop until December 23rd.